Finally today, a story of music and politics, politics that are sometimes explosive. In many countries, musicians are free to voice their political views through song, not so in Myanmar or Burma. There, political repression and censorship are severe. That's something that young Burmese hip-hop artists have discovered firsthand. Andrea Smarten prepared this report.
Woo! Yeah!
This is the first hip-hop group to come out in Burma. It's called Acid. Two of its members, Yan Yan Chan and Zayata, were imprisoned last year after they became politically active. But when Burmese hip-hop first emerged a few years ago, the lyrics were not overtly political. Edith Moranti is the author of Down the Rat Hole, Adventures Underground on Burma's Frontiers. She says government censorship in Myanmar is severe.
So their lyrics, their raps, were basically of the kind of positive, you know, don't do drugs, kids, stay in school kind of thing. And yet the medium that they were conveying this with was extremely angry, extremely hardcore. If you didn't speak Burmese, it sounds, you know, like any kind of gangsta rap music.
Moranti says the music and its lyrics appeal to the frustrated, underemployed youth of Burma.
And they also identified with the format of rap music, with the criminal identity, because they're all considered criminals by the regime, with poverty, with hatred of the police, with the drug scene, which is huge in Burma.
This song is from Jay Me, who is part of what's known as the second generation of Burmese hip-hop. This track is called 100%. Gotta keep it fresh, this ain't a mob competition. It's a test like examination for MCs to fight for the crown, the light to spit on the mic. Before they're writing it down, I keep it 100%. Jamie has done it again, my hardcore sound rock torch, cause I got more than 110 people on my back. In February 2007, the U.S. State Department's Rhythm Road program sent an American hip-hop group called Timeless Voices of America to Myanmar. Chris Real was one of the artists. He was in Rangoon for about a week, where he was scheduled to perform and lead a workshop. Right away, he got a taste for what Burmese rappers were up against.
The first night we got there, we were supposed to do a show at the hotel, and the government, I guess, heard we were in town, hip-hop artists from America. They shut down the electricity at the hotel. Of course, after, say, about 30 minutes, the hotel has its own generator, so generators kicked in. But we had to move the show to the embassy because government just has the power to do that.
Real met with about 10 Burmese hip-hop artists at the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar and heard a little of what they were working on. He says he could see that censorship was holding them back.
Because of the government, they're not able to talk about the subjects that they really want to talk about. For the most part, they can only talk about love. They can only talk about a brighter day. They can't get into specifics.
But then things changed. Edith Moranti says the protests in the fall of 2007 were a turning point for some Burmese hip-hop artists. Students, activists, and monks marched in protest against the military dictatorship, and groups like Acid became vocal about politics. That was when Acid member Zayata became a member of Generation Wave, an underground youth activist group. He and other hip-hop artists were soon arrested.
Everybody in Burma knows that you can be killed, you can be tortured, you will be imprisoned if you push the line at all. So it's an extremely courageous movement that Generation Wave started up after the 07 uprising. I mean, they started up their protests right at the moment when protest was being most severely repressed. This
song is from Jay Me and Killa Cash. The lyrics contain thinly veiled criticisms of the government. 22-year-old Killa Cash, or K Cash, says the song is about people who think they're better than everyone. They don't know themselves, he says, and they try to rule the world with money. K-Cash lives in New York. His father is the famous Burmese comedian Zaganna, who recently received a 59-year prison sentence for criticizing the government. K-Cash says living in the U.S. is the only thing keeping him from ending up in prison like his father.
If he didn't send me to this America, then I would probably be with him. Surely be with him.
K-Cash says he wants to do the right thing for the Burmese people. Right now, that means spreading his music through underground channels, distributing free CDs in Myanmar, or posting songs on the internet. K-Cash has been in America for a couple years and says it's not how he imagined it. He spends most of his time working a day job just to get by. But he says at least here you can speak freely. For The World, I'm Andrea Smartin.
You can find a link to the Myanmar Hip Hop Association at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Andrew Sussman, with Andrea Crossan, Alex Galifant, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David Cohn, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, and Carol Zoll. Ann Lopez is our director. Our editors are Ken Bader, David Barron, Jennifer Gorin, George Lewinsky, and Peter Thompson. William Troop is senior editor. Chris Wolf is news editor. Our managing editor is Jonathan Dyer. The executive producer of The World is Bob Ferranti. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.